Good morning once again. Welcome to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI. Craig Montana always being joined in studio by a member of the community about an event that you should know about going on around the area and stuff happening that you can enjoy with yourself, your friends, and your family. And being that the first part of the month, the first Tuesday of the month, this is when we bring in the Chamber of Commerce and our good friend, Shay Janner, always stepping in because I guess you got the short straw, right?
I don't know.
Pass the buck to somebody else. But no, we do enjoy you coming in, and we have a good time because you're very informative, and we do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having this part of your program here at the radio station. I think it's a great thing.
It's good for the community, yeah. And the people really, you know, get to know what's happening because there's so many things going on around Brandon, Washington County that you can forget some stuff or not hear about some things because there's just so much happening.
Yeah.
A very busy place.
Sure is. Always something. Our calendars are full. And so that brings me to another point. If you have an event going on, you could submit it to our calendar at BrenhamTexas.com. Just go to the Chamber Happenings and calendar of events, and there's a submit items. And so if you're having a fundraiser or anything, just make sure you put it on our calendar so that we know. And when people call and ask us, we can have all the hopefully have all the answers to their questions.
All right, there you go, helping out the community. Good job. All right. So we haven't talked to you in, it's been a few weeks, I guess, since we talked to you last. What's happened since we last spoke?
Well, I think last time I was talking about an upcoming forum. We have it actually is tomorrow. So I just want to remind those of you who bought tickets that the forum with our state senator, Lois Kolkhorst, is tomorrow at Belen. And so you must purchase tickets for that. The deadline has passed. But just kind of want to remind everybody who did buy tickets that it is tomorrow.
All right. And then no more. It was sold out, full up. No more.
Call the office and inquire. You know, we did save a little extra. I need to look at that count when I get back, but we were almost to the max, so not quite there. But if you really, really want to still buy some tickets, give us a call, and we'll see what we have left there.
Okay. All right. So that's the past business, I guess, what we'll say. And coming up, some interesting things here in the very near future. We've kind of hit the holiday season at this point. You know, the Halloween stuff is out, the jack-o'-lanterns, the ghosts and goblins, and then
there's,
you know,
even Christmas stuff out already. So.
Have you seen it yet?
I have,
okay.
Yes.
All right. I have not yet. I'm kind of glad I haven't seen it yet because, you know, I'm one of those sticklers, you know, wait till the day after Thanksgiving.
Nope, it's there. It's
okay.
There.
All right.
We're excited. We always try to do something special for our buy local in the community. We try to encourage people to look around here first before you go out of town and shop because there are so many nice little gifts and just things that you don't think about. When you're thinking about buying a gift, you automatically think I'm going to run, you know, out of town to go get this, that, or the other. But look around here first. There are so many nice little shops around, which kind of brings me to our campaign this year. We're calling it the Shop Local First for the holiday season. We decided to partner with, this week it's going to be the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. They've got their business after hours this Thursday night, so we decided, let's see if we can talk to the Chapel Hill Chamber, get some of their businesses to maybe stay open a little bit later on Thursday night, since people will be down there anyway for their after hours event. So they've gotten quite a few businesses in the Chapel Hill area to stay open until 8 o'clock this Thursday night. And they're going to be offering, you know, sales and just special offerings. We've created a shopping passport so that when you go to Chapel Hill on Thursday, you'll pick up one of these passports at the participating businesses. And if you visit, actually make a purchase at three different businesses, it doesn't matter the amount, you get a star or a sticker on that particular business's square on the passport. And if you get at least three, you'll be entered into a drawing for like $100 cash prize. So every week that we end up having this, it won't be a weekly thing, but we're trying to spread it out throughout the community. So we've got Chapel Hill this week. We're going to get Burton involved. We're going to get downtown Brenham, of course. We're going to get South Market Street area in Brenham because a lot of businesses are popping up down there. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have a section called the Hidden Gems. And we're going to make that kind of a weekend thing. And it's going to be where you can visit just the other businesses that are scattered around throughout the county that don't have, you know, a whole bunch in one area. They're just kind of spread out. So Mm-hmm. Look for that. But this week, we're focusing on Chapel Hill. So come to Chapel Hill this Thursday night. Their business after hours is sponsored by Brenham National Bank, and it's going to be held in the Rock Store. But some of the other shops that are going to be open till 8 o'clock are Beaver's Kitchen, Carol's Ice House, Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, Chapel Hill Sausage Company, Honeysuckle Coffee Bistro, Main Street Antiques and Cotton Pickins, Texas Ranch Manager, Texas Star Winery, The Blue Bonnet House, True Blue Home, and, of course, I mentioned Brenham National Bank's Business After Hours in the Rock Store. If you want to look for more updates on where those businesses are and the addresses, visit chapelhilltx.com. That's chapelhilltx.com. And go to the Buy Local tab. That's their Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce website. They're also going to have live music, so this is exciting. I've heard this band before. The Sawney Stand Band is going to be performing in downtown Chapel Hill. The sponsors for that are Brenham National Bank, Paragon Machine Technology, and Denise and Joel Romo. So come listen to some music, do a little bit of shopping, just go visit some of the restaurants in the area, have a drink here or there. It's just going to be a fun thing, and so we're hoping to get the community involved. Just come and support these small businesses. And you never know, you might find the perfect gift for somebody down there.
There you go. And with the Buy Local campaign, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think we talked about this before, that you go to your website, the Chamber website. Aren't there, like, sometimes there's, like, coupons or
Stuff
like that for various stores around the area?
Yeah, we encourage a lot of our businesses to enter their coupons, or we call them hot deals
hot
on
deals.
Our
there
website.
You go. That's
yeah.
what it was.
So look for those, too. And
so get a little extra incentive, go shop local, save a little bit of money while you're doing it. So.
Right. So we're hoping that people will go pick up one of these passports. And like I said, you can win cash at the end of each area campaign that we're going to be doing, but then at the final one, the end of November, I think it's going to end with Small Business Saturday. That's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That's mm-hmm. when the Burton area is going to be having theirs. And after that, we're going to do a grand prize drawing for more mm-hmm. cash. So it's just a fun incentive. You're going to be spending a little money. You could try to win a little money while you're doing it. So.
Yeah, the holiday season, you're already going to be out doing a little bit of shopping here and there. So why not? There you go.
So we hope people will go out and go listen to some live music in Chapel Hill on Thursday night and just have fun.
All right. So that's the Buy Local campaign. That's kind of like the big deal right now. Mm-hmm. That's going to go through. You said the day after Thanksgiving?
The Saturday after Thanksgiving is probably where we're going to end this campaign. But, of course, we want people to think about buying local first year round, mm-hmm. but this is just a big push to encourage people because there are a lot of holiday specials going on right now.
Okay. All right. And speaking of going on right now, we've been doing it for, what is this, the second, third month of the school year.
Yeah.
You guys are still doing this. It's called the
Partners for Peace, Public Education Ambassadors for Community Engagement. We've got 24 businesses that are involved in that right now, so you'll see the signs popping up all over town. The October value of the month is creativity. So if you see little posters, it's got a penguin with some little tie-dye on there. That's all part of this peace program. This is what our kids are learning in school in Brenham ISD and Burton ISD right now. And so those kids are going to be looking around town and seeing these same posters that they've learned about in school. So I'm trying to tie everybody together.
All right. And so that's coming up. That's ongoing. It's going to be throughout the entire school
year. Throughout the whole school year. Yep. We just kicked off October. And I think creativity is a perfect word for this month with all the Halloween and scarecrow decorating. And
oh, yeah. Two scarecrow events going on here. So looking forward to that. All right. Anything else coming up in the near future?
Yes. I just wanted to mention to any of our past chairmen of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, if you haven't been notified yet, it means we don't have your contact information. Mm. So please call us at 979-836-3695 or email events at BrenhamTexas.com, because we're having a reception for the past chairs just to kind of celebrate during the centennial year that's been ongoing. And it's going to be on November 1st at 9 a.m. Just give us a call so we can give you the more information on that reception. It's just going to be a light little hour-long event in the morning and at Blinn College, and give you, you know, some little morning snacks, coffee, mm-hmm. juice, and just get everybody together and talk about their time as a volunteer on our board.
All right, and recognizing those folks. And you mentioned the centennial year again. That's still going on. How again, you guys are progressing with that big, you know,
the publications coming together. We've been getting a lot of quotes from people, which is good. So mm-hmm. They're calling in, they're emailing, they're stopping by. It's always fun when they stop by and we visit and they tell us about, you know, how they were a part of the chamber during their time. And it's just fun hearing the history about everybody and their fun memories. And it's just been great. And so I can't wait for the publication to come out so everybody can enjoy all the things that we've seen come through our office.
And you guys, are y'all starting to get to the tail end of putting that together? Or are you still taking in?
We'll still take things, but we do kind of pretty much have it all laid out. But, you know, we absolutely enjoy everything. And anything that's submitted, we'll try to put it in our little time capsule mm-hmm. that we have there. And just to everything that helped commemorate this year, we're trying to save as much as we can. So.
All right, so the Honey Years, and you're going to do the publication. That's going to be in November again.
We're looking at November, December. It just seems to be the more information we get, the more it's kind of being...
it'll be before the end of the year.
Then. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Before the end of the year. All right. All right, and you've got another event coming up. We got the Lowell's Coal Course event coming up tomorrow, but you're going to have another one from one of our representatives
right.
here.
We're going to have our state representative, Leighton Schubert, do a forum for us on Tuesday, November the 7th. It's going to also be a luncheon. Tickets are not quite on sale yet, but they will be soon. So just save the date for Tuesday, November 7th. I realize that's Election Day, but this was the day that he was available for us, and we're going to be excited to hear what he has to say.
All right. So that's coming up in November. And anything else you guys coming up? I mean, we've kind of covered
that's
up for a whole
it.
Month for you guys.
So. Yep. Just don't forget about coming to Chapel Hill this Thursday night.
Okay. And what time is that?
Well, I'm going to drop these shopping cards off for people to shop all day Thursday in Chapel Hill. So they'll be eligible to pick these up. But we're encouraging them to come to the business after hours at the Rock Store from 5 to 7. But then after that, these shops will be open until 8 p.m. So visit ChapelHillTX.com. And click on the Buy Local tab, and you can see all the stores that are going to be open. And listen to some live music. They're going to be downtown Chapel Hill, the Sawney Stand Band. So it's just going to be a good evening. So we hope to see a lot of Burnham folks going and visit Chapel Hill this Thursday.
All right, this Thursday. And, of course, Shay Janner, I think that's going to cover it for another month.
That should be it for this
month. All right. We appreciate you coming in and spending time with us out of your busy schedule. And we'll talk to you again, I guess, next month again, back
yep.
in November.
Thank
okay.
you very much.
All right, there we go. Shay Janner, the Washington Chamber of Commerce, giving you the updates, what's happening around the area for another month. Then we'll talk to her in November and see what else is happening here to the end of 2017 before you know it. So another edition of the Community Corner. In the books, we'll do it all again next Tuesday. We'll be speaking with, I believe it's going to be Joel Romo next Tuesday for the Chapel Hill Scarecrow Festival. That's happening next weekend, so that'll be the topic we discuss next Tuesday here on KWHO, the Community Corner. If you've got an event happening around the area that you want us to talk about, you want to feature in the Community Corner, you can send an email to promotions@ktex.com. That's promotions@ktex.com. Or just give us a call at 979-836-3655. Thanks for joining us today for another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI.